Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
What comes into mind whenever we talk about Easter? What is Easter all about? Give me the strings, please. I'll be very glad if you could place your right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand. We say, I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. We say, we need no other argument. We need no other plea. We say it is enough that Jesus died and that he died
for me.
It is enough.
It is enough
that Jesus died. And that he died
for me.
We say it is enough that Jesus died
and
that he died
for me.
We say it is
enough
that Jesus died
and that he died.
We say, I need no other argument. I need no other plea. We say, it is enough that Jesus died and
that he died for me.
Let's do the book of Ezekiel 18 verse 20. I am a kuvrati nemesis. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died. It is enough that Jesus died and I died
for me.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. We say, oh,
how I love Jesus.
We say, Jesus, how lovely you are. We say, you are
so gentle, so pure.
We say, and so
calm.
You are, say, you shine. Oh, Jesus.
Like a bright morning star.
You say, Jesus. I've told you on countless occasions that the Lord created man for one fundamental purpose. And that purpose is to give an expression to who God is. God never created a man because he wanted the man to be happy. He never created a man because the man had to be comfortable. He didn't create a man just because he wanted a man to seek for petitions. He created a man for one reason, and that is to give understanding to creation. Everything about life evolves around God. In fact, he is that very person that can give us the true identity a man requires. So through his mercy, he says, let me bring upon the earth man that will represent me upon the earth. Am I communicating, friends? You may come before the Lord. You may place your petition on the altar, as we do always here. But I want you to understand that if what you are doing isn't giving essence to God's being, there's no purpose to your existence. Can I teach here? The Lord created the world all by himself. He didn't need anyone's support. Now, I hope you're aware God did not begin in the beginning. He began before the beginning began. Are you aware that he cannot be bound by time because he lives in a realm called light? Eternity is the time for that who lives as angels, but God lives in light. He's an everlasting being. Now, are you aware even till date, the deities that surround God's throne, are you aware that anytime they look at God's persona, something about God unravels? So even the life of God remains a mystery unto the heavenly beings. Now watch me. John, who wrote Revelation, entered into heaven. Watch me, friends. The Bible said that when he got into heaven, he was told that nobody on earth has been found worthy to open up the seal. And he began to shed tears. When that scene passed, another scene took place where he saw a man they call an elder, telling him, you can't cry here because the Lamb who sit upon the throne has been found worthy to open up the seal. Now watch this. Heaven is not earth where everybody gets to look at things differently. Am I communicating? Because the spirit that operates in heaven is the spirit that created God himself. So you will not have two different beings communicating two different information. But you realize that in God's kingdom, where a man stands in the spirit will determine the level of information given unto him. So you realize the first angel that told John that nobody has been found where they didn't have the power to be called an elder. So whatever information John needed, he couldn't have that in the spirit. Oh, am I communicating here? The Bible says the 24 elders, they bow before the Lord and they can't say any other thing apart from holy, holy are you, Lord. I told you before, they're not calling God holy because he's pure. They call him holy because there is no word in God's being that can express beside holiness. Because in God's kingdom, anytime you call God by a name, there is a revelation behind that name that the mercy of God would compel him to show mercy upon the life who called that name. So if I need healing when I call God Jehovah Rapha, the healing dimension in God must give me the power to have healed. I'm not talking here. Angels were not created to have requests answered. This will give honor to God himself. And even with that, they still don't understand God. It took the bringing forth of a man to give creation the understanding of who God really was. When a man appeared, they now saw God. Well, am I communicating, friends? So anytime you see any man who is walking in the very life of the spirit, you've met God in flesh. This is what David said. He says, and my Lord said to my Lord that sit at my right hand side. This was the same thing Apostle Paul told us when Christ was taken from the graveyard. Oh, am I communicating, friends? So you see, many believers are not aware that whatever they live on earth is to give honor to God's integrity. You didn't hear me? Okay, let me break it down for you. Even if you get married and you give birth to 4 children and your husband gives you the kind of comfort you want in life and that marriage was never created by God for you, that peace is actually your disadvantage. Even if you were born in this country, you were given all the access any child will need and you never live in honor of who God is upon the earth, where generations will now benefit from what God has given unto you, you lived a useless life. What God calls a good life is not the life that feeds the poor, but the life that honors him. You didn't hear me? Am I talking here? So somebody can die at 90 and we say the person has lived right or lived well. And we say it is God that has preserved the person for 90 years. Sometimes longevity can be a warning. If Jesus had lived in our days, we would have said he lived a short life, because we're thinking that to us, if a man lives for long, God has blessed you. Whereas he finished everything in 33 years. Oh, is that clear? So some people are working hard to earn money, forgetting that they came to meet money and to leave money behind. Sometimes people try to do things just to outsmart life, and they've forgotten whatever you are doing has happened before. You didn't hear me? You see, many believers don't know that the Bible they hold in their hand is only a compendium of the things that's happened before. Whatever happened in the Bible is still happening in our end time. Am I communicating, friends? Yes. And you realize the only people that stood out in a generation where people understood that God died for them, for them to understand that they are meant to give honor to God's identity and God's integrity. So no matter what a man is wrestling in life for, if it is not unto God's honor, there's no need to that. Is that clear now? So you realize that creation didn't understand God's persona until man appeared. When man appeared, God gave man the power to rule over everything. Now watch me. It's the same Bible that said, if you see God, you will die. Yet Adam and Eve, they were privileged to hear the voice of God every night. The Bible says every night, the voice of the Lord will come walking in the garden and will speak to them. Now, I want you to know that in this life of ours, the Lord gives people honor and integrity in destiny based on their intimacy with God himself. Am I communicating? Your proximity with the Father gives you honor and destiny. God's description for Adam as a man was not because of what he does, but because of what he has been conformed to. Because God's definition for a man is a man who has become more like God. Talk to me, friends. These are deep mysteries. But the Bible says Eve was deceived because of what she heard. You see, I told you that in life, if you see anybody fail, it's because of what they heard. If you see anybody succeed, it's because of what they heard. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of a word of Allah. So if faith can come by hearing, faith can go by hearing. Oh, you didn't hear me? How did Eve get deceived that for some strange reason she was told to believe that she could become better than God? Oh, talk to me, friends. I hope you're aware it's still happening in our generation today. There was a wise man that said, it looks like it is pain that teaches people the essence of value. Talk to me, friends. I mean, you were privileged to meet. Look at Judas Iscariot. You were told, please betray your master and we'll give you money. When you clearly knew that this was the Messiah, God came from heaven to feed you. Talk to me, friends. But the Bible says that downfall brought about a problem in the earth because Adam was created to rule the earth. Now, watch me. I want you to know that the law that is governing life is called the fallen law or the fallen nature. Now I'm speaking English. If I tell you I have a master degree, you will respect who I am. If that makes sense. Because you have this feeling that at least I have taught through life. But according to God's original plan, God's system for education was not for me to go to school or to speak well. God's system of education was that he will bring me closer into him, whereby whatever I do will showcase him. Oh, talk to me. Now, even if you don't go to work, your bills will let you go to work. Two of us. Two of us. Or maybe you talk to your landlord and say, landlord, please, as for this month, I will not pay. No, it's impossible. Praise God. Now, that law came about because of the departure of Adam. And that seed was given unto the devil. Because the Lord gave the earth as a gift to Adam. So whatever was happening in the earth was because of the spirit at work in Adam. When the enemy took charge, the enemy brought about a different kind of civilization. Oh, am I talking here? Now, I'm taking my time because a lot of believers don't know this. But the Bible says, out of love and mercy, God had to come as a son. Now, watch me. A lot of believers have been asking themselves, what is the Trinity all about? If we enter into heaven now, are we going to see God differently? Are we going to see Jesus differently? Are we going to see the Holy Ghost differently? Or are these three different beings who came together and say, let us come as one people to rule the world? Please, allow me to confront your ignorance today. It is one, but expresses in three ways. He can come as the Father, he can come as the Son, and he can come as the Spirit. Am I communicating, friends? The Lord had to bring about that protocol so that after he shows a man the way of restoration, people will always depend on hierarchy in the kingdom to find life. You didn't clap your hands, friend. For my communication. So the Bible says he had to die a shameful death. Now, before Christ appeared, this was the law. He says, the soul who sins shall die. Stay here. Can you imagine? In the olden days, there was nothing like the place of grace and mercy. Just focus on the first thing. So once you go against God's order, death is waiting for you. Praise God. Are you aware in the days of old, that people will be so ungrateful that God will get angry and he will open the floor like this? Huh? I read 2 Kings where David now committed a sin against God and God had to punish his people for the sin of King David. The angel who was angry with him didn't even take up a sword just because the angel held the sword. Over 1,700 people died in a minute. Huh? Many believers have not been taught to appreciate the power of the blood. Because it takes pure love to sacrifice. I hope you are aware the people Jesus was dying for called him names. Talk to me, friends. Now, be honest with yourself. What at all have you done for God to love you this way? Maybe your money can compensate God. Talk to me, friends. Or maybe your beauty can compensate God. This was the law before grace came to be. That the soul that sins shall die. But thank God for one thing. He came to destroy the works of the enemy. So life could be given to men. Now watch me. I'm ending now. I want you to know that in the realms of the spirit, anytime you understand the power of the blood, you are conformed in the image of the Messiah. Oh, am I teaching here? It's a very deep teaching, and I'm doing everything possible to make it small here. Watch me. When the blood fell on the cross of Calvary, the Bible says redemption was given unto man. And it says, from today onwards, if you open up your mouth and you confess me as your Lord and personal Savior, I would abide in you. Tell somebody, my heart is the house of God. Hey, so if there's we in your heart, I'm not sure. I'm not doing wrong. Somebody say glory. Are you blessed, friends? Now, the Bible says, once a man believes in Christ, salvation is finally conferred upon him. Am I right? And you see, you cannot be a Christian and not believe in the speaking blood of the Lord. The Bible says the blood spoke and redeemed us from the hands of the enemy. And it says, receive that order that was given unto Adam. But watch this. The fact that you believe in the speakings of the Spirit or the speakings of the blood doesn't automatically mean that the salvation given will be once and for all. Because Paul told us that you should work out your own salvation. Adam, who lived as God, could fall. What about the man that lives on earth? Well, talk to me, friends. You see, your life should be a reason why God's life will be valued. Well, am I communicating? Now, watch me. So, how much is a million safer in euros? 1.6 euros. 1.617. Just free of charge. Someone just chopped like that. I was having service the one and God told me clearly, God told me that, do this for this woman. She told me that she was contemplating on suicide. If that makes sense. And I was seeing how this person was in tears. Praise God. Let me know if you've been to the morgue before, the mortuary before. Let me see. If you've seen a dead person before. One of my sons, he came from America to my 10th anniversary. I was praying for him and for one of his cousins. The lady finished his PhD in Ukraine. On the day of graduation, she fainted. On the day of she graduated, she fainted that day. So they told her that they can't take her off in Ukraine, so she had to take her to Ghana. She's only 29 years old. And they said she has leukemia, cancer of the bones. Aside that, she also has sickle cells. One person. I began to pray for this person and then we began to see healing. Powerful one. One time I was in my office and the Lord told me that the enemy has compressed the feet of the lady. So her body is now fighting the healing God has given her. So God told me that before you end match, you say bye-bye. So I told my son that be prepared that whatever you hear, just give God praise. And he says, Papa, I've known you for 3 years now. When you talk like this, I know what it means. The lady died 2 days ago. Now, when they called me on video call, how they stripped her naked, she didn't know where she was. She didn't know who was standing close to her. She didn't care about how naked she was. But life wasted like that. And all I heard people say that, so if God is indeed good, why would God allow this happen? Hey. If you only understood the life God gave unto you, if you understand the pain he had to bear on the cross of Calvary, because according to scripture, according to the Mosaic law, this was what has happened. Now, once you go against God's dictate, death is your portion. Praise God. Say there's power in the blood. Anytime you wake up as God's believer, have this in mind. That the Lord loves you so much that before anybody had an opinion, he first gave you a purpose. You didn't clap your hands. Hmm. Wake up with that consciousness of knowing that the Lord loves you too much. Somebody gave me a book in America. I'm ending now. He is called John Maxwell. He's into leadership. He writes a lot about leaders. His books transformed my life big time. A scandal came about a pastor in America. You know, like how church members do. When they hear something, you have to call people just to get more fans. So, they asked him, say something about this issue because the people out there are waiting to see what you say so they can actually take their stand against the man. So the man said he heard the issue and then he wanted to retaliate. And he said, yes, he can't be a pastor and do this and blah, 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 blah. And God told him that keep quiet. The Lord told him that if you only knew how much life I wasted on the cross of Calvary just to save one person. Are you aware that God would have 99 sheep? Talk to me, friends. Hello? And just because you can't find that one that'll make it 100, you will leave the 99 behind. And you'll go for that one person. See, I'm that one. Are you blessed? So anytime the issues of life come to you, walk with that consciousness that there's a blood speaking for me. And that blood is bigger than what I'm going through. Do you believe that, friends? Whenever life is seeing something that looks a bit confusing, deploy the blood. Because there is a life speaking for you. Or am I communicating, friends? I'm telling you. Never get to a place in destiny and ever feel intimidated. Because there is a blood speaking for you. The enemy will always use your ignorance to fight your destiny. The devil has never had power before. The enemy will use what you don't know to fight you. That is why I keep telling people that your biggest curse is not your father's altar, but ignorance. Am I communicating? There's only one thing you can do in return of the love that God has shown you, is to love God back. They were only able to overcome the enemy because of blood, because they did not love their life. Watch me. Your salvation is a gift from God to you. And your honor to God's life is a gift to Him. How you live your life is a message to God. In fact, how you live your life will validate if you understand the power that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Anytime you think of how many lives are being wasted, be privileged of the life given unto you. Lift up your hands, friends. And close your eyes. You are telling the Lord, Father, I've understood your word. I've understood what you have in mind for me. I seek for one thing. Give me the spirit that will help me love you. Give me the spirit that will help me love you. That is the only token I can give you to love you. Lift your voice and pray.
Thank you And God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And our website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.